Good morning. It's a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we've got a very interesting story this morning on a legislator's pay raise and a couple of lawsuits.
That's right. The update on this is that Tish James, the Attorney General, has decided not to appeal on one of the two cases that involved the legislator's pay raise. And this goes back to a ruling in August when a state judge had said that the commission that was set up by the governor and legislators to study pay raises went too far when it decided it would also impose a ban on lawmakers' outside income. If you recall, the commission bumped the legislators' base salary in a series of steps from $79,000 up to about $130,000 over 3 years. But it also imposed a ban on lawmakers earning outside incomes. They've always been treated heretofore as part-timers and could earn outside incomes. Well, a group of 11 legislators filed a lawsuit against the commission, and a judge in August ruled that the commission had gone too far. Last week, the AG's office decided not to appeal that ruling, which means nobody's challenging the ban on outside incomes anymore. But this doesn't mean that it's all over. There is a separate lawsuit filed by activists, which is seeking to have everything the commission did declared unconstitutional. They're asking the Court of Appeals, New York's highest court, to rule on that sometime this fall. So you have every possibility from lawmakers getting a raise and no ban on outside income to the entire law being thrown out by New York's highest court, and there's no pay raise and no ban, and we're back to where we were at square one a year ago.
Interesting story. From there to another interesting story on the Double Jeopardy bill. This has to do with what happens in court in New York State if the president pardons someone.
That's right. Legislators passed a bill, the so-called Double Jeopardy bill, that would clearly allow the state to press charges for state crimes even if a person has received a presidential pardon for sort of the same federal crime. And this would only be going forward. You know, this wouldn't retroactively affect, let's say, the Paul Manafort's of the world, the president's former campaign manager who has been convicted of federal crimes. It's been delivered to the governor's desk, so the clock is now ticking. As we speak here on Monday morning, he's got about 8 days to decide on it.
Yancey Roy, bringing us the headlines on a Monday morning, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can head to newsday.com for more. Yancey, thanks.
Thank you.